Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Inside the Trenches, everyone. I am your host, 12-year pro football veteran, and yes, the voice of America, R. Cal Truelock. Now, each and every week, you know how we do it. Inside the Trenches, we make this thing roll through, but you know how I have to start off, is that for me, Jesus is Lord. There's no question about it. I'm a believer, so greater is he that lives inside of me, and these amazing things that come out of me is because you see him, and I'm very, very thankful on that one. So, hey, now we got to start this thing off. Hey, now, just referring back to last week, and also for you and yours out there that would like to be on Inside the Trenches, the interactive show that is sweeping across the nation. There's no question about it. So, to you and yours that want to be on it, first things first, you got to join the community. Now, If you don't know what you should know, so it's time for you to do what you know, okay? Go to Inside the Trenches, join up for the community, and pretty much go back and forth, and let's have some conversations going on. And obviously, if you want to email us, you know, because you can do simply go to InsideTrenches.com, email us at info@InsideTheTrenches.com. That's I-N-F-O. And once again, that's I-N-F-O, not info. You know, some people may take it literally, so I got to watch out for that. So, you know, but also for you and yours out there who want to make any events, upload your own, make your own profile, and obviously send videos and songs that you do like, you can do that all on the website. So it's a lot going on with the website, and you can really just really enjoy it. But if you want to call into the studio here today, or you just want to call in the studio and then pretty much, you know, talk about, you know, baking a cake, or, you know, simply talking about, you know, a muffin bread, you know, that you done made or something like that, whatever it is, you know, simply call us at 1-888-346-9144. Once again, if it's 1-888-346-9144. Or if you want to just call in, you want to talk to the Matt Man, obviously we got to talk to McCrew. You know, if you want to talk to Rubenstein and anybody, you know, here with the studio, you can simply do that. But you probably want to talk to me, don't you? That was like a pause in there. Well, okay. All right. But, yeah, I mean, now that we got all that out of the way and such like that, I mean, we got some things to go down the line. We got our special guest for today. There's no question about it. You know, Mike Hollis, our special guest for today. And obviously, he's a former NFL kicker now. So, you know, we're going to bring him on in just a couple of minutes here. But, also just referring back to last week's show. Now, last week's show was an amazing show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in, and I want to thank everybody for, listening to what we had going on. And if you heard it once, or if you heard it twice, or if you're back on to your third time listening to the show, that's what it's all about. Because, you know, I speak this and I preach this, you know, or however you want to call it. You want to call it a ministry, you want to call it majesty, whatever you want to call this, is that, you know, when I say these words, greater is he that lives inside of me, you know, and that comes on out, you know, our special guest last week, it was Greg Smith, and he exuded that. Obviously, you know, the circumstance that he has faced, for many, many years, you know, it is just a circumstance subject to change. Now, you know, you have to believe on that, but he's drawing from his inner strength, and that was something for me that was very special, very dear to me to hear, you know, that the testimony and hear what he had going on. So for you and yours out there, I want you guys to continue to follow Greg Smith. It's www.strengthcoach.com, you know, thestrengthcoach.com. So if you're on inside, if you're on our website, you can simply go to our website and click on his information, get his information, because, man, that's what it was really all about. I mean, you know, last week, man, I was so appreciative of having him on the show, because he is a motivational speaker and he is an author, you know, and he's also a radio show analyst. He had his own show for many, many years. So that, you know, to me was, you know, what Inside the Trench is all about, is going from inside out, bringing that out of you. So, but this week, you know, we also have in studio here, I gotta say what's up to my young man that's sitting in the studio here, and I want to give him a little love. I gotta give you a little love. I mean, you know, this is Baby Ellis. No, did I say Baby Ellis? Are you like Baby? You don't like him?
No, not Baby Ellis.
You don't like Baby Ellis?
No.
You know what's up? Introduce yourself to everybody, because we got to introduce our other special guest. So introduce. Let's say what's up.
Hey, I'm Jameson Ellis, cornerback and receiver, Highland High School, Gilbert, Arizona. That's it.
That's it. Jameson Ellis. I mean, you know, come on, tell me a little more about you, something like that. You know, give me like at least 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Yeah, you're not shy, are you?
No. You know, going to Eastern New Mexico on a football scholarship. Can't wait to get out there and just show what I have at the next level, college football. Can't wait to move from the high school level to the college level. And
okay, guess what? You know what? My man, Matt Man, he got a song for you. Check this out.
David Banner.
Hey, ever seen a Chevy with a butterfly door? Stunning is a habit. Hit like me. Hey, ever seen a Chevy with a hit like me? Hey, ever seen a Chevy with a hit like me? Hey, ever seen a Chevy with a butterfly door? Stunning is a habit.
Yeah! You like that?
I love it.
Oh! Oh! Now. Now I know you had to like. Now you got to get some excitement in you. Now, come on, now.
I'm excited.
I mean, you gonna stunt when you get out there? What's
up? I can't wait. I can't wait to get out there and show them what I have.
Hey,
can't wait.
Hey, so without further ado, what we got to do right is we about ten past the hour. So this is how we gonna make this thing roll off, right? You know, Jay, I like J-Dub, however you like to do it. I'm gonna give you a nickname today, but what we're gonna do is that there's no question is that I got to introduce our special guest, our featured special guest, you know, of today, you know. So, and that's without a question, Mike Hollis. Here we go, baby. Hey.
Hey, Arkell, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, Mike, you like that?
That was good.
well, welcome, Mike Hollis, to the Inside the Trenches. Yeah, I like that. Did we just slow that down? I like that, man. You see, that had me going. We in the studio jumping here, you know, kicking this thing off right. That was kind of a cliche thing here, but you know, kicking this thing off. Well, welcome, Mike Hollis, to the show. What's up, man? How you doing? Where you at right now?
I am in sunny Florida, in Jacksonville, Florida.
You know, we in sunny Arizona. What's up? How does that work?
Gotta say Arizona's probably a little more sunny than Florida, but it's nice and humid here and good for the skin, you know.
it's good. Okay. Hey, I want to welcome you to Inside the Trenches. There's no question about, you know, we appreciate you coming on. There's a lot that we have to talk about with you today because you got a lot going on, man. We got to get down from the day-to-day business going from A to B, you know, from athlete to businessman. Now, how do you do that?
Well, you know, coming from the NFL, you know, we have a schedule, kind of something like, you know, a daily itinerary, if you will, and so you're pretty much structured when you're playing. You got a time to be at a meeting, you got a time to practice, you got time for lunch, all that stuff, and then you're done. You know, it's like work, it's like a job, and then you know when you retire, you know, if you get on your own and start your own sort of business, you're kind of having to make that itinerary for yourself, and so it becomes you're now your own boss, and you're trying to figure out your daily routine and schedule things as they come. So it's a bit of a challenge at first, but I tell you, I learned a lot from being in the NFL, not only obviously as a player, but learned from a lot of the coaches about structure and discipline and stuff like that. So I want to definitely carry that over into my daily routine, my daily life.
Oh, okay. I mean, we got to go into it though, but you know, one thing I got to get into is that you know, you were born in Kellogg, Idaho. What's up, man?
That's a very, very small town in northern Idaho, and it's not where the cereal is made, but it is definitely it's like a ski resort. A Silver Mountain up there, a really long gondola that a lot of people go to in the wintertime.
It's a ski resort.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Aspen. If you were kid, it's not comparable to Aspen as far as the town itself and the nightlife and stuff like that. But it is kind of like a small little community that's known for its ski resort.
It's known for a ski resort. I mean, so you know, have you been to Aspen?
I have been to Aspen. Yes.
So, you know, comparing it to the two, so you're saying basically is that, you know, Kellogg can't compare to Aspen, but you grew up in that, you know, you grew up in Kellogg. You
well,
got to give love.
I didn't grow up there. I moved out of Kellogg when I was two, and basically grew up in Spokane, Washington. That's where I grew up.
All right, you went from, you know, from Idaho to, you know, to Washington. You know, that was a jump. But I'm saying, you know, you got to give some love to, you know, Kellogg's.
Well, you know, my dad still lives in Kellogg, and so and my brother as well, my half brother, of course, he lives there, and they've been there for a long time, and it's a great community. It's really a small, you know, people know, you know, it's like Cheers. You go to the local, you know, restaurant, a bar, whatever, and people know who you are because of the community support of everybody. So it's a fun little place to go.
All right, now you know you was all what you. You graduated from University of Idaho. Now there's a now I'm not sure if it's Idaho State, but they had a defensive end that young defensive end that's playing with the Minnesota Vikings right now. Jared Allen, you know him?
I know of him. I don't know him personally.
Did he go to Idaho State?
He was Idaho State, I believe. We had guys like John Freeze and Jeff Robinson and Spencer Fullow and a lot of guys. You know, even Mark Rippon's from Spokane. John Stockton lives in Spokane.
Oh,
Jason
yeah.
Hansen, of all guys, my other kicker buddy that lives in Spokane. Yeah.
Now, what you said, the other kicker buddy? Do kickers only hang out with only kickers?
Well, my other colleague, I guess, like, as far as a guy I used to play against in college. I'm sorry, in the NFL. I did grow up in Spokane, and I did play against Jason Hansen in high school as well. And one thing a lot of people don't know: the year I went to the Pro Bowl in 1998, I represented the AFC in the Pro Bowl, and Jason Hansen represented the NFC. So two guys from the local, you know, from Spokane, Washington,
yeah,
from the same town, are now playing against each other in the highest level of football imaginable.
Oh, that's what it's all about. Hey, listen, Mike, we got a young man in the studio over here today, and you know, we just got to give him a little bit of love here. And Jay is in the studio. Jay Ellis is up in the studio here with us. And say what's up to Mike, baby.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Jay, how are you doing, bud?
I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How do you like the small town compared to the big city? Because I'm going from, me, myself, I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, then moved to here to Gilbert, Arizona, and I'm going to be transferring into a small town for college for football at Eastern New Mexico. That's in Portales, New Mexico. That's kind of a small town. And how do you like the small town compared to the big town more? The big city more?
Well, I think that being in a small town, you kind of have to, find good things to do, and you're gonna know a lot of people in the area, and they're gonna know who you are. So, obviously, you got to be smart about what you do in a way. But just a matter of having fun and enjoying it. You'll find maybe that you'll be a little bit more conservative in a smaller town. That's what when I grew up in Spokane, it's kind of a smaller town and kind of a conservative area, anyways. But I know that when I moved away into Jacksonville and traveled around and see other cities. I noticed that people are not as conservative and always on the go and stuff. So you may slow down a little bit. I don't know if you may, depending on what happens in that town, that little area there, as far as being, I don't want to say you're going to be bored, but just make sure you're hanging out with the right people and doing the right stuff and making good decisions.
Now I like that, because you gave him some love on that, because going from Philadelphia, when we talk about a young kid, because he's ready to go into play ball. I mean, he's a corner, tall corner. Sure you want to be a wide receiver or nothing like that?
No, I'm going to play corner over there. I might transfer over to receiver, but
you might.
Playing receiver. I'm going to start out playing corner there.
Okay, stay with it. Don't change. I said change. if you got to see him, Mike. I mean, he's tall. So I'm thinking, man, he could. Because you played in New York. Now you was in New York, Mike. You was in New York. Now my question to you is that, what was that like being in New York area, New York City? Because I'm from New York, and you was with the Buffalo Bills but you was in New York. Now, Buffalo, New York is small, mm-hmm. but New York City ain't small. So I want you to kind of hold that in, because we're going to talk about that when we get back from break, because we got about a few minutes before we go to break. But adjusting from Spokane, Washington, going into the National Football League, for a young man to be taking that next step, but just going into playing a sport, but used to a big city, and going to a small city. Now, how does someone adjust like that? Because you adjusted. So help me out with that when we come back from break. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, but think about that a little bit, and then we're going to have some fun with that for a little while and see how we can adjust with the young man, because I want to see if how we can talk about this drink we got, because there's a drink we got in the studio here. We got a drink. I'm not going to tell anybody what the drink is. Mike, you're going to tell us about that drink.
Okay.
You're going to tell us about that drink, because it got a little kick. Did I say kick? It got a little kick to it. So what we're going to do is we are going to take a little break. Matt, man, let's make this thing happen, man.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you ready for an old school in your face discussion of professional college and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard.
You will hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative.
From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Football and so much more is the focus of Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson. Join the former Arizona Cardinals running back for a show that mixes, well, a little bit of everything. Damian brings to the program life experiences playing football, and we'll talk about his variety of successes both on and off the field. The goal is to provide you with a fun perspective on life, family, success, and of course, football. Tune in to Planet Gridiron with Damian Anderson, Fridays at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Feel it coming in the air.
Yeah.
And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the thrill.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna run this town tonight.
Yeah. You already know. There's no question about it. Welcome back to Inside the Trenches, everyone. We want to thank you for tuning in with us. We missed you. That's why we had to hurry on back here and get this thing rolling through here. We have our special guest, Mike Hollis, former NFL kicker and Pro Bowl. I didn't even put that part in there because he's seen Hawaii. So we don't want to talk about that since we've seen Hawaii. But to you and yours out there, just tuning in to the show, I want to thank you guys for checking us out each and every week. And we got my man, a young budding superstar, and you know, sitting in here with us in studio here today. We got Jay Ellis. You know, Jay, you like that?
I like that.
You know, Jay Ellis. I like that. That's kind of clean. So, but to you and yours out there, you know, we got a lot going on. So, thank you for tuning in with and continue tuning in every Monday. You know, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Continue going on InsideTheTrenches.com and making your own profile, because yes, it is a community. Make your own profile. Upload your own videos, upload your own songs, and yes, and send emails to us at info@insidethetrenches.com. We will. If I don't, then, you know, Kim will. I didn't give her any love. You know, Kim Smith, Kim, if everyone out there, you know, if you want to continue to be on the show, or, you know, if there's a special player that you would like to, or a special person that you'd like to be a part of the show, send all that info to kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com. Once again, that's kim.smith@insidethetrenches.com, or just put info in insidethetrenches.com, and she'll get back in touch with you, and we'll make this thing roll off. All right. So, but before we left off with Mike Hollis, and I want to thank Mike for being on the show with us today. To you and yours, hold on. I gotta bring this back a little bit. To anyone that wants to call in today is 1-888-346-9144. Once again, that's 1-888-346-9144. So if you want to call in to the show with our special guests that are on today, please do so. If you want to email us, and we'll get that information over to them, and we'll make this thing roll off. Now, hey, Mike, now before we left off, we were talking about going from a small, you know, from a small environment to a huge environment. And basically where I wanted to kind of go with that is, like, you kind of give some insight to the young man here that we, you know, to Jay Ellis that we have in studio. Give some insight, because how did you make that transition? Because University of Idaho isn't big, you know. It's, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
Go ahead.
Going backwards a little bit, obviously growing up in a small area and then going to the big areas. I grew up in Spokane, Washington, and I actually played junior college in Wenatchee, Washington, another small little community. I was there for a couple of years, and then transferred to University of Idaho, which obviously another little small area. However, University of Idaho was only 8 miles away from Washington State University, so there was plenty of stuff to do between the two
okay.
College campuses and stuff. So as far as the community and environment, neither one of them were very big. And then, of course, I went from Idaho, and then I jumped into the NFL in a bigger area called, you know, here in Jacksonville, Florida. But once again, it's fairly small as far as comparable to other cities and communities around the nation. And then, so for every level I went to, there was kind of more things to do, more events to do, more temptation, if you will. So, you know, and then going from Jacksonville to Buffalo, it still wasn't, Buffalo is a very small kind of tight community as well, more populated than Jacksonville. But then when I went to, I actually played for I was on injured reserve, but I was with the Giants for a year in 2003. And of course, that's right next to New York City right there. So that was a huge, huge jump, as far as the, amount of people and people that I was exposed to and so forth. But every level I went to, there was always more opportunities to do things. But, you know, talking with Jay a little bit about, you know, just making the right decisions. You know, you're going to get opportunities at every level you go to, from high school to college to pro, whatever level you finally get to. There'll be things out there. There'll be opportunities to do things, good and bad. So you got to just make sure you're making the right decisions. Know the difference between right and wrong, and you know, just make sure that what you're doing is if it's something that you want to do, just make sure that it's something that's not going to be frowned upon by your peers and by the community, because you are in the spotlight. People look up to you, and especially guys in the NFL, of course. You have young kids who are following you, and when they're watching TV at night and watching the news with their parents, and they see this NFL player who got in trouble for doing whatever, it doesn't shine upon that kid, and it gives kind of a bad influence, a bad message to them. So just, you know, it's just a matter of adjusting and just be yourself. Really, that's all it comes down to.
All right. I mean, basically, I like. Hey, Mike, if you don't know by now, you know, I got my good guy, my co-host here is Matt Mann. So, you know, Matt and I, we do a lot of things, but let me tell you how Matt and I do.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
So we tell everybody to get on the board. You see how we do it? So we have a great time here in studio, and we get to enjoy each other. So we bounce some things off, and we really appreciate when our guests come on, because we want them to enjoy themselves and really with this experience here. Now, J.E., you know now you understand that you going into. From what Mike said, is I wanted to be clear, is that you are a role model.
I understand that, right?
You are in an elite class. I mean, obviously, you know, you play a sport, so you become a role model.
Right, and that was hard for me to get at first at the high school level, because I started on varsity as a freshman, so I didn't realize until my parents, my coaches, teachers, administrators in the school, our AD at the school, explained to me that other freshmen that were my age, other people in the school were looking up to me because I was on the team, because I was on varsity at such a young age. And they said, you are the role model, and you have to set the way for them. You have to show them what's right and what's wrong, because everyone's looking up to you.
What do you say about that, Mike?
Well, that's obviously, it's a very good point, because that's really truly how it is. And you think that the older you become, and no matter what profession it is, or no matter what it is you're doing, if you have somebody who's kind of following your footsteps or trying to kind of, you know, do the same things you're doing, you're the one with the experience. You're the one that you need to set the examples of what it is you're doing, whether it's, you know, whatever job it is you're doing, but also as far as how you represent that company or that job or that school, whatever it might be, you have to do the best you can to represent them in a proper way, because you obviously don't want to leave a bad impression on the people that are looking up to you. And like you said, it's perfect what you said. You didn't really realize that until all those people told you that you are a role model. And it is sometimes a shame out there that, you know, some of the guys in the NFL even don't realize how much of a role model they are, you know, and they do some things that get them in trouble and don't make a very good impression on some of the young guys, you know, people out there watching.
Well, any sport really wouldn't make a difference. What sport it is, you know, you're an automatic role model. So whenever you start, you can start at Pop Warner, you can start at Popcorn, you can start at Pop Pretend. It wouldn't make a difference, you know, because either way is that this is putting sports are putting limelight. So, you know, because it's people do live vicariously through athletes because it is exciting to watch. You know, it's exciting to watch someone with these talents to do these great things. So you say, I want to do it. Now, you, Mike, there's no question, and this is something I want to draw on you, is that because it's not that you, not only that you're a role model, but you're a kicker. And here's what's amazing about it. I'm gonna draw this from a different aspect, whether you realize this or not, is that all eyes were on you. Because you are alone on an island. You got to make this thing happen. If you don't drop this in there, if you don't drop a 60-yard field goal or a 20-yard field goal with 2 seconds left in the game, there's a lot of pressure. So all eyes were on you. You are representing what a team is with wins and losses with one kick.
Yeah, you know, it is a little bit challenging, but I think it comes with the territory, and the more experience you have with it, the better off you are with it, of course. But I knew, you know, even going into when I first started, you know, working on kicking and wanting to become a kicker, it was very prevalent even at that point back in, you know, middle school when I was playing. That, yeah, I'm everyone's watching me. It's up to me to make this. But you know, it's just it really comes down to the way I look at it is it's me personally. I want to make this kick because I want to make it. I could care less what the thousands of people in the stadium is are thinking and the millions of people maybe on TV that are watching. I could care less what they think about it. I'm more critical of myself. I want to make this kick because I want to make it for myself and for my team. So you kind of have to play that kind of a stupidity role where you just kind of oblivious to what's going on around you because you're so worried about, you know, you yourself just making this kick. And yeah, there is a lot of pressure and do I get nervous? Heck yeah, I got nervous when I was playing. And it's part of the game, man. If you're not nervous, then you're too overconfident and you're looking past what it is you're trying to do. So yeah, you don't get nervous and you just perform, and the more times you are, you know, experienced to that and you get more exposure to that sort of situation, the better off you are at it. And I think it really comes down to confidence too. If you're good at what you do, and you're confident that you'll perform under pressure and you'll make those things, nothing else really matters. You just do it, and you have to simplify it and make it a real easy thing instead of making it so difficult.
You see, now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, because our young man in studio needs to understand is that he wants to be a cornerback. So you know what that means. Cornerback is also on an island. That means all eyes on you. So are you got to be ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
So and this is something I speak of, and it's the confidence that's going to exude from you, because for me, you know, for me, how I like to put this down is saying like this is, greater is he that's inside of me. So there's no reason for me to be nervous. It's no need for me to be afraid. No need to be, because it's him that's coming out. So when they say, man, you got a swagger about you, you got a confidence about you. Yeah, exactly. Because that's him that's on side of me, that's coming out of me. So when you seeing him, you seeing what he can do through me. So, you know, just like you, Mike, is that people are seeing who's great in you come out of you. So you ain't, there's no reason to be nervous. You can't be nervous. That's that confidence that you have. And it's just showing all over the field. They some people call it arrogance. I'm like, no, take your eyes off me and take your eyes of the person inside of me. So, you know, with that being understood there, and the direction I wanted to go with is that, because when you're playing at a high level, especially for you, Mike, is that when you're playing at a high level, you were a kicker. Now, we know of a Giants, you know, Ohio, what all kickers have to go through, you know, and especially in the big game, you know, big game there, you know, any big game that you get into or any game that you get into is a big game because you, everything is decided by your leg. So that's my question is how do you transition from that, transition from being in the spotlight, all eyes on you. Now you're transitioning into business. So now you're in the business now. All eyes are still on you.
Yeah, I mean, there is some, you know, especially if people kind of know who you are, what you've done, then yeah, there's still sort of a certain presence about what you're doing and whatever business you're in. But I think that, once again, it just goes back to, you know, simplifying things, and you can't worry about other things as far as people, what they think about you or, you know, what your expectation level. I know that there's been a lot of, you know, when people look at NFL guys, you know, I was talking earlier, Cal, about my golf game. My golf game is horrible. And it's embarrassing, really, to get out there in a celebrity, you know, golf tournament and they find out that they've got the NFL kicker on their team, you know, the team of four that, you know, paid all this money to play in this tournament expecting to win. And then I come out there and just throw the ball everywhere. I can't hit it straight at all. So it's just the expectation level of someone, you know, maybe in our position where we've been to a certain level of life, and so when you've got this expectation level, that's pretty high for you. But you can't expect to be perfect at everything you do. So you kind of have to just kind of laugh it off and just do the best you can in whatever situation it is you get yourself into, and you know, just transition as best you can. I know coming from the NFL, like I was talking about earlier, it was a bit of a challenge going from a structured sort of regiment daily routine as you're playing the NFL throughout the season, then you go to the off season, and every year was structured. And now that I'm not playing anymore and into the real world, you have to kind of structure yourself. You don't have anybody to tell you what to do, and so you need to be. You need to learn to figure out how it is to you make that structure and do things and prioritize things. That's kind of a big key for me. You have to find out what's priority and on your daily routine and get the stuff squared away. And it's really easy to disregard some things, but you know, in life in general, you have to make sure that you're taking care of all the responsibilities, no matter what it is, and just move forward with it. It's just take one day at a time. That's why I really, that's the bottom line, to be honest with you. That's why I played one game at a time, one kick at a time, one day at a time.
Well, basically, from what you're saying is that it's a discipline.
Absolutely.
And that's what the young man today has got to understand, is that what you're doing is a discipline. It's a different type of different discipline, but as you get into the business world, it's the same thing. It's still a discipline and being consistent. You know, some people say, hey, man, you can't do this, or hey, man, you can't do that. Well, it's the same thing in sport, except it's at a larger number. They say, hey, thousands and thousands of people say, hey, you can't make that kick. Hey, you can't cover this. You can't cover this wide receiver. So, you know, That in itself is powerful because you're still on the island. You know what I'm saying? All eyes are still on you. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's sport or it's business. All eyes are still on you to perform. So you know who has to perform for you? He that's in you. So because he that's in you is, they say he's the performance enhancer. So let them come out. So now, actually, and you won't need any other type of applications, any type of, you know, any pills or anything like that. You just got to go ahead and call on them. Say, listen, I'm asking you to do this for me today. You know what I mean? And that's all you got to do. It's as simple as that. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And after we come back from that break, man, we got to go ahead and talk about, hey, Mike, we got to talk about your Pro Form Kicking Academy. And there's no question about it. We got to talk about the Novo 7. We'll be right back with you.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need a bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Question about it. Here we go. This is our last segment of the show, and we would appreciate everyone for tuning in to Inside the Trends today. This has been a great show. There's no question about it. Each and every show is always a great show. So, and I'm very excited about it. But thank you, everybody, who are just tuning in to the show, or those who have been staying with us. Obviously, we've been talking with our special guest, Mike Hollis, and also our special guest in studio is Jay Ellis, Jameson Ellis. No, no question about it. Young, up-and-coming cornerback. You know, ready to do his thing. But obviously, we got to hang out with, he's able to hang out with us, and we appreciate that. And, but there's no question, before we left off, we were talking about All Eyes on Me. Now, you know, Mike, with you doing your thing out there, you know, transitioning from, you know, athlete to the business side, you still doing this thing, putting people on the island. So you teaching these young kids by All Eyes on Me. What's up with the, you know, Pro Form Kick Academy, tell us about that, man.
Well, you know, I did learn a lot as I was playing in the NFL, and just even the guy that taught me everything I know, we're both kind of doing this together now. But, you know, we're just, we've made it available. We created a kicking academy where we're coaching kids, kicking, punting, long snapping. And, you know, it's a great way for us to kind of just, for me in general, for me personally, really, to share the knowledge that I've learned throughout my career, you know, physically as far as, you know, the kicking motion itself, and even to, you know, mentally, just teaching kids how to prepare and do the, you know, be the best they can in the sport of football, and whether it's a kicking position, punting position, or long snapping position. And we have a blast doing it. And, you know, I know there's a lot of other kicking academies out there, but most of them have kids out there, or the coaches are really as experienced as one myself. And by any means, I don't want to cut them down. I'm just saying that my NFL experience does help a lot with regards to what we coach, and people respect the fact that you know, I was able. Like I said, I'm a very small guy. You know, I'm only you know, about 5'8", about 180 pounds. So for me to kick a football as far as I was able to, and as long as I was able to, and as accurate as I was able to, I had to use, you know, pretty much my entire body to kick the ball, and,
and a lot of guys aren't taught that way. They're taught too much stuff to, you know, in regards to kicking with the leg and not so much the body, and so we have to kind of transition a little bit and help kids a little bit better with regards to the way they're kicking. They need to use their body more in general. So we do camps across the country. We're located here in Jacksonville, Florida, but we also do, I go back to my hometown of Spokane and do a camp every year for my high school, and then I do a couple other camps in the area, and I go over to Seattle and do a camp. This year I've got a camp in Portland I've got coming up, and then also in Tri-Cities, Washington, and then out there, I think I might be in the Tucson, Arizona area sometime mid-August. So I'll be down closer to you again in Arkell. So we'll be down there.
Well, and we appreciate that. Now, you know, okay. Now, with that being said, you're going to be down in Tucson sometime here in August. Now, you got kicking camps all across. You're doing kicking camps all across the country. Now, I know you be usually here in Phoenix, you know, for a little bit. Now, also, so what do you? You also have kicking your pro forma kick academy here, also in Phoenix, Arizona.
Well, no, we did. I was just there just recently doing a camp with Louis Aguiar and Michael Husted, who played in the NFL. Louis was a punter, Michael was a kicker, and they did it was a pro combine sort of camp. And what we did was we had guys that were pro prospects, kickers, punters, long snappers, who are draft eligible out of college, or guys that are free agents out of college a year or more. And those guys were there to show us their stuff, and basically we invited all the pro scouts and coaches to come out and watch them on pro day. And so that's kind of an exposure for the NFL guys or guys looking to go pro. That was kind of a place for them to show their stuff, really.
With that being said, now, you know, for me, I got my own little camp stuff going on there, you know, inside the trenches, you know. But we got something going on June 6th. Through the 10th, part of with Lifetime Fitness. I don't know if you're very familiar. Well, actually, you should be familiar with Lifetime Fitness. Yeah. So we got Inside the Trenches camps and classes going on June 6th through the 10th. Would you be up in the Phoenix area about that time there? Would you be willing to be up there for that time?
I'm not sure if I'll be down there that time. I could look at possibly doing that. Sure.
We're telling you right now, man. Get on the board. if that's a service that you could, if we'd have to bring you out or something like that, or do whatever we need to do, you know, would you be willing to come on out for that time there to obviously do some of the kicking? So you know, that's something that we have to get some information about and what we need to do to bring you in and all that information that we will kind of get and bounce back off, you know, bounce back and forth to you, you know, with, you know, but we'd like to have you because obviously you can teach kicking.
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that.
You know, and we'll have classes too. So then you can actually be in, you know, the classes and actually, be in the classes and teach that class. So, you know, but that's June 6th through the 10th. When is it again? Was that like that? You know, Mike, you're supposed to say when it. Did you forget when it was? When's the camp?
Oh, June 6th through the 10th.
I was talking to you. You know what I mean? now Jay could be out there too, but he could be with the young corners. Jay, would you be out there, Jay?
I would love to be out there.
Now, you heard Jay say it. When is it, Jay?
June 6th through the 10th.
That's what we're talking about. Now, obviously, you can hang out with Mike Hollis. Obviously, he can get you right because there's no question about it is that, Mike, you can teach it from a different angle. But with that being said, man, we got to kick this thing up a little bit because I want to speak about your energy drink. Can you tell us about it? Actually, introduce us to it.
Absolutely. I joined some of my former teammates, Tony Vaselli being one of them, and Paul Fraze, Eugene Chung, and even a guy like Bill Bates got involved with this company called De Novo 7. And what De Novo 7 has done is developed a healthy alternative to a lot of the energy drinks out there. And it's a 2.5 ounce energy shot, much like the 5-hour energy, but it's much better for you. We have a superfruit called the Makai berry, and if anybody's familiar with the acai berry, it was just recently kind of one of the up-and-coming superfruits, and it's got high, you know, high antioxidant value. Well, we have the Makai berry that's got even higher antioxidant value to it as well. So we get the Makai berry. We have the vitamin B complex, much like what's in the 5-hour energy shot. And then we also have an exclusive ingredient called IME-12, and it's a blend of ingredients that was derived, most of it's derived from the cocoa bean. And so it's kind of a mood enhancer. You know, when women eat chocolate, it makes them feel good. It's a, the same sort of a feeling that you should have experienced with the shot itself. So you get three attributes to our energy shot. You get, of course, you get the energy from the vitamin B complex, and then also the mood enhancement, the mental clarity from the IME-12, and then you have the high antioxidant values from all the superfruits and things that we have in our drink as well. So joined, of course, with my former teammates, and we're looking at, we've got a lot of people across the nation who are looking at getting involved in this company, and it's a great business opportunity. It's a way to earn some extra income just by referring it, showing it to your friends. Arkell, I know you got some samples from a friend of mine who lives in Phoenix, so, I mean, that's, I'll tell you, it's all over the country. So, actually, it's produced in Phoenix, so it's right there in that area.
It's produced right here in the Valley of the Sun. Hey, we got some, we may be the Sunshine State. Can we be the Sunshine State? Now, with that being understood, you know, I just wanted to say congratulations on one end, because you are now the head of the business development. You know, you're the business development executive there. But you got that back in January. So, you know, you guys been working on this for some time now. Now that it's all pushed through, when are you going to have like a the Novo 7, day? You know, obviously, a camp, you know, obviously it would have to be a kicking camp, you know, kicking in high gear, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's something we're tossing around ideas as we speak through the company, and just talking about different things we can do and different locations, and I'll soon be traveling. The company's going to send me to different locations to promote the product and the business opportunity. And we're wide open to different ideas as far as we always like to talk about whatever the camp is. It's powered by XC7. XC7 is our drink, of course. We're open to all kinds of ideas, and we can definitely do something like that in Phoenix for you.
Well, I mean, because it would have to be your kicking camp, or it could be any kicking or any sure. camp, you know, whether it is, it doesn't have to necessarily be a football camp, but anything to kick off, you know, to kick off the campaign of it all, or just mm-hmm. to kick off the start of it. So, you know, to have your own camp and stuff like that, you know, a De Novo 7, you know, powered by XE7, excuse me. Ooh. And let me apologize. I'm sitting here with it, and I made a mistake on it. So we've tasted it here in the studio, and it's definitely has a different taste.
Well, you know, some people depending on what their expectation level is. It's even though it does kind of have a reddish brownish kind of color that might look like a wine. When people drink wine, they tend to savor it and they swish it around in their mouth like it's supposed to taste good. Well, this isn't really one of those. I don't mind the taste. Actually, they taste better when they're colder. But I always thought that the XC7 tastes like the Flintstones chewable vitamins. And I used to love those as kids. Absolutely.
Hey, with that being said, is Matt Man put his in the refrigerator or the freezer or something like that? You know, so yeah, I think it's cool. Hey, Matt, did it chill for you? Did it chill yet? You know, I think it chilled. So, but he Matt just put his in the refrigerator. So. And he's going to get that. He's letting us know he's going to get it right now. But what we got to do is, we got 3 minutes until we close. So we're about to take off here. Hey, about 30 seconds. Let us know, any more information that you want to give on the Novo 7. Obviously, we're going to stay, in touch on that, mm-hmm. but you got it. Let's go.
Okay, well, it's website is very simple. It's denovo7.com, denovo and the number 7.com. Or if you wanted to go to my specific website, it's my name, MikeHollis.denovo7.com. And then, of course, that will give you all kinds of information on the business concept and also on the product. And what we do is a corporation. And basically, that's about it. You can email me if you wanted to, MikeHollis@denovo7.com. Very simple stuff. So any information that you need from me, I could definitely supply that for you through email as well.
All right. And Jay Ellis, we got Jay Ellis in the house, man. You got about 30 seconds, man. We just want to at least let you talk a little bit, man. You hadn't really said a whole lot, so...
I'm just observing.
You're taking it all in. Matt just said, hey, y'all can put it... The bottle, you should put this on the bottle. Serve it chilled. What's up?
Yeah.
That'd be the way to go. Serve it chilled, man. You know, so good luck. Obviously, you got some practice to do before you go over to Eastern New Mexico State. So So you got some practice to do. But like to have you on again and see where you're at. We got the camp, so I'd like you to be a part of it. And we'll get that information out there to you. But to you and yours out there, remember, June 6th through the 10th at Lifetime Fitness in Tempe, Arizona. We're going to have Inside the Trenches camps and classes, and we're going to get that thing going. But to you and yours out there, Travis Bell is going to be on to the show next week. So we're going to be out every Monday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Inside the Trenches, the show that is sweeping across the nation, making this thing happen. Yeah. We'll see you when we see you. We're gone.
You gotta believe. You gotta believe.
I used to hit the kitchen lights. Cockroaches everywhere. Hit the kitchen lights. Now it's marble floors everywhere. Call the carpenter. The roof on the coop's gone.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.